News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-58- home of the one and only Margarita, and by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management, and by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We lost Flo there for a minute. Hey, you know what got her? The bell got her. Oh, there's that bell. We got to talk about the bell. You ready to talk about the bell?
You can talk about the
bell. I'll talk about the bell. Brought to you by the City of Socorro's Fight for Your Future 2020 Census Campaign. They are paying us to say this. How about that, huh?
Hey.
Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 to complete the 2020 Census. And I got a question for the City of Socorro. Do they want to extend this into October? Because I think they extended the census count.
I think the census count goes till October 17th or something.
Do they want to extend it? Here's your question. Are you guys now? Are you ready for now? I'm ready for now. Ready for now?
I don't know.
You know what we
got to
do now?
Your turn.
We got to start the hour or two of the El Paso History Show with El Paso History Moment. And produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. Our History Moment today is about the German Air Force in El Paso.
An unlikely Cold War ally. Only 11 years after World War II, a small contingent of the reorganized German Air Force arrive at Fort Bliss in 1956 to start their air defense training. Our former enemies are now one of America's strongest allies in the Cold War. This partnership with Fort Bliss would continue for 57 years, with over 150,000 German soldiers having served and trained in El Paso, and this number did not include the families that came with the soldiers. Fort Bliss would be the largest base of German soldiers outside their homeland, and El Paso was one of the most vied for duties by the German Air Force soldiers. Many soldiers once retired would return to work and live in El Paso and become American citizens. Last Thursday, the German Air Force held their disbanding ceremony at sunset on Fort Bliss's parade field. Flags passed hands, the U.S. Army band played both German and American national anthems, and the tune, Those Magnificent Men in Their Flying Machines. And El Paso said, Auf Wiedersehen to the German Air Force.
More history next week. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Moments, brought to you by the City of Socorro's Fight for Your Future 2020 Census Project.
Yeah, okay, there you go. That's enough bell. But German Air Force. You know, the Germans also did the paperclip thing here.
Yeah.
Oh, they were all over the place. And it was just about 11 years after World War, I think you said after World War II, they showed up as an ally.
Yeah, and I apologize. That was not last Thursday. It was like in 2013.
It was a while back. So that's
a while back. But
an
oldie
but goodie there.
But it was a great ceremony. And they did play Magnificent Men in the Flying Machine as their leading song.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
The 62nd Army Band.
They loved it. And many Germans came back here after they got it. This was the place to come. First of all, it was the place they wanted to be posted outside of Germany.
Because they had cowboys here.
Yes, and it was great Southwest, and it was warm. And also, they loved the people here. They loved Mexico. And many of them came back, lived, and retired here.
So oh, yeah.
My neighbors used to be. They were German Air Force.
Interesting. Now, you had something we were going to explain after that. What was it?
Oh, we were talking about his name. You were asking about...
Yes, Cleophas Kareios. What does that mean?
It's a Greek name, and it means vision of glory.
Oh.
That's his first name, and his last name, of course, Kairos, is a derivative of word street.
So vision of glory street.
Yeah. Actually, it kind of makes sense.
The street of vision of glory.
Something like that.
Sam
Let's
Sanchez
not butcher
is still...
the language anymore than we are.
No, that's all I got.
Greek to me.
Stop that. Sam Sanchez is still with us. Sam, there's a lot of things that Cleophas did, and, you mentioned a book. He was writing a book, and his nephew mentioned in his memoir that the name of the book was "Let's Get Rid of the Mexicans."
And it had to do with the Operation Wetback, because that triggered him. Because that was actually it was a racist name, actually.
Oh yeah, very racist.
Attorney General Herbert Cornell. He was under President Eisenhower at the time. He initiated a policy of deporting Mexicans in the U.S. to Mexico. he's the one that coined he initiated racist name Operation Wetback. That robbed everybody the wrong way, including the office, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, that's like throwing red meat to a lion. He's going to jump on that. And Cleophas was very, that's where his anger came out, I think, because he was upset people were being racist against the Mexican crowd. And the wetback thing was something that just really upset him no end. He also had all kinds of other things he did. He liked the Southwest. He talked about the history a lot. But he's a most interesting guy. I want to see if maybe we can get Ruben Escandón to call us up. He was, Cleophas Carreos was also very instrumental as part of the Catholic Church in helping put together the Mount Cristo Rey Project, because that's where I ran across him. So, Ruben, if you're out there, ring us up. 25. No, that's his number, 584-6900. I can't give out his number.
Have him call himself.
Yeah. What? Oh, that was my home number, 544-KTSM. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Don't call my old number. Nothing happens. 544-KTSM, 544-5876. So, anyway, the idea that, and I don't know if you have much on this or not, Sam, but Cleophas was sort of integral within the Catholic organization in El Paso. He was like a super Catholic, but not so much as a priest or a guy to go sit there in a church with you. He was more the guy that was pushing the subject of Catholicism. He was defending in the 20s and 30s. He was and helping people get out of Mexico who were being persecuted by the government down there. Because as you may know, the Cristero Wars created a whole lot of refugees coming out of there. Can you comment on some of that?
Well, I know about the Casteros and all that, but I didn't write anything about that because it was totally on one side of the history there.
Oh, yeah. But that did happen. It was an interesting...
It did happen because the Catholic Church was very powerful. And, of course, you know, after the revolution or during the Mexican Revolution, right after that, of course, that's when it came into play. You know, the Cristeros and all these other organizations. Some were liberal and some were conservative and stuff like that. But that's an entirely new, different kind of history.
But the thing is, Cleophas Carreos was involved in all kinds of things Catholic, and it was an amazing look at what he did. He also published over 15 books and pamphlets in both English and Spanish, including regional histories of civic and religious groups in El Paso. He wrote about the Tigua Indians. He wrote about the Chamizal. What do you got there, Andrew? We got the Ruben is on. Hey, Ruben, how's life in the fast lane, Ruben?
It's here, Jackson. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for listening up here. We're at the point of the program here. I want to talk about Cristo Rey. Yeah, you're the vice president of public relations, if I may say so. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And of the Mount Cristo Rey Restoration Committee. And that is the only official group that has really taken care of that mountain, isn't it?
Well, it is. Since its start, when the mountain was, the monument itself was dedicated, you know, I think the labor was put onto us and our ancestors to maintain that mountain and maintain the statue, and here we are 80-something years later.
I remember you talking, and I interviewed your dad, and he passed away this year. Good dude, the senior dude of Ruben Escandón Sr. But what he did as a child, I remember some of the things back then he would talk about, because we did interview him for that video we did, El Paso's Mount Cristo Rey, which, by the way, is on YouTube at that channel, El Paso History TV. The whole thing's on there for free. Just go watch that whole thing. But in that discussion with him, I remember back in the day when he was a kid at Mount Cristo Rey, they would have the children, you know, go to church, and after church say, okay, everybody go get your bucket. And they'd fill up a bucket of dirt and walk up the mountain and pour it on to make the road. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's about right. My grandmother on my mother's side, of course, both sides of my family were instrumental in working up there and maintaining that mountain, that monument. But my grandma used to say that, you know, then, and that's what she used to do, is that they used to come up there as kids. And they would make them clear rocks or carry dirt up to the top. And my dad remembers, you know, playing up there and then working later on for as many years as he did. I mean, my earliest recollection of being up there is probably 8 to 9 years old. And they did the same thing. You know, Sunday mornings was our was our church day. You go to church early in the morning, come home, get dressed, and then they take us out there and start raking or moving rocks or pulling weeds or whatever we had to do.
Now, when you were a kid, you grew up in Calavera, right there in Smelterton.
Right, yeah, right there, right, you know, I say it's the suburb of Smeltertown, but yeah.
It's the only one.
Which still exists, it's still there, but that's where I grew up, you know, and of course, Mount Crystal Ray was just a hop, skip, and a jump from there. We used to play up there as kids, you know, we'd cross over those railroad tracks, the black bridges there on Paisano, and end up playing down there, and so, I mean, my whole life has been spent around there in Mount Crystal Ray, so the history is, of course, part of our lives.
Did you ever meet a train on that track?
We did. Unfortunately, we did, and we used to play a stupid game to see who could outrun the train to the other side.
Oh, God, can you imagine that? Well, so the church you're talking about was down there in the riverbed, right?
Right. Yeah, that was the second church that was open there in Smeltertown. The first one up at the top, and then El Alto, that they used to call, right by the refining plant.
El Alto.
The one that burned down.
Well, El Alto was the place where all the equipment was and all the smoke and fire and stuff. And you know what? There is that church was sort of hanging off the side of the Donovan Drive side, and you can still see some remnants of the foundation of that church if you drive by Donovan today. It's right about in the middle, and I know that's what that is because I've seen the picture of the church, and the smelter eventually just crowded it out of there.
Right, yeah, right. And like I said, the second church that was built was down at the bottom, what they called in Bapo.
Right.
And that was, the renamed church, and that's where the vision of Mount Crystal Ray originated. So you know, we go way back in the 30s when that happened.
All right, tell us about Cleophas Careos, because he was instrumental in the Catholic Church. What was his title? He was a secretary of the project, wasn't he?
He was a secretary to the bishop and the project itself. You know, he was named secretary by Bishop Schuller, and when they first started, the project, he was put in charge of kind of overseeing the project. And I, you know, he was kind of the mediator, I would say, because there was a lot of friction, from all my research and what I've read into, all the history of Mount Crystal Ray, that there was a lot of friction building this monument, the church itself, and then even, the community itself and what they envision. Monsignor Costa, he had a different vision. So when the sculptor Ulpici Soler came into the picture, you know, he had a different vision of what he wanted or the way that he wanted to do it. So I think Cleophas Careos was instrumental in the peacekeeper. I think he took another role as a peacekeeper in this building of this monument. So his job, the mediator and kind of overseeing the project. One of the things that I came across, through my research and going through papers and things, a lot of stuff that I had gone through. I kept seeing, a lot of references to Cleophas Careos.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
One day that I saw at the UTEP library in the special collections that there was a reference to pictures by Cleophas Careos, and these were his archives, his papers that were donated after his death.
Oh,
and
yes.
You know, he died in the early 70s. But once the family donated this to UTEP, this was stored, and I don't even think it was really cataloged then, because when I went, and this is early 2000s, I went to the library and asked to see, a reference to these, and they couldn't find them. And I think it was probably a couple weeks later that I got a phone call that they had come up with a box of pictures that I had, referred to. And I went up there, and we started looking through these pictures. And he had, in his position as secretary to the project and to the bishop, he had documented pretty much every step of the way of building Mount Crystal Ray, from the initial vision that they had to the laying the foundation, the holes that were dug in, where the actual statues now sit. Just everything. And he documented everything so well that each picture is not only dated, time-stamped, they put the actual time, but he's telling you, where he's standing and which way he's looking. He would put on the bottom of the picture, looking east, from this corner or from this point, and then he would put the date and the time and document every picture. So I think, we used some of those pictures, some of those in the video.
Oh, yeah.
That we came across, and that was just awesome. But he was, he was very involved, and I was listening, to you say that he was very into the movement of the Mexican American, the Chicano movement
at
the time.
Oh yeah, he was.
You know, Yeah, and he was, you know, he was one of the founding members here, I think. I understand that the LULAC Council here, you know, the League of United Latin American Citizens, you know, and the, so he was very involved in that, and the Boys Club and other things, that he was very community-oriented. But for us at Cristo Rey, I mean, without him documenting, you know, this part of the building of Mount Cristo Rey, that would have been, you know, that would have been devastating to not ever see some of this stuff. And these pictures are unique. You know, I did copy some of them. I have some of them, you know, in my possession. And now, as you know, we've talked on the show before, this diary that we found of Monsignor Costa, when he outlines this whole process of building of Mount Cristo Rey, he refers to some of those pictures. And I just recently put two and two together that, you know, I mentioned to you on the previous show that some of it was a reference to pictures that Monsignor Costa was referring to as far as, you know, the building of the monument. And these pictures are the ones that Cleofas Calleros had documented. So, you know, that's pretty cool that we have now both sides of the story connecting the dots, you know, and it makes it pretty interesting.
Another piece of the puzzle here to realize is that Cleofas Calleros also, during those years, he worked for one of the El Paso newspapers as a reporter and a photographer. So he would just put on his hat and swing around to the other desk and put it in the newspaper. So he was guaranteeing that project got publicity and, I presume, fundraising for what went on. We can take a break here, but just one quick point. One of the major arguments, I think, that he arbitrated was between Costa the Padre and Soler the artist, because Soler did not want a road on that mountain.
And, that's correct.
And he just wanted to walk straight up the thing like he always did and go straight up the side of the mountain. But the Padre said, no, we got to make it look like scenic drive. And they sort of compromised somewhere in the middle. You drive your Jeep up and down that thing, but it's not scenic drive.
Right. No,
well, it is. It depends on just what you want to see. Cliff to your right.
Really scenic, but it's not like the scenic drive. Anyway, Ruben Escandon Jr., also one last thought with you. You are looking at maybe putting together a museum for Smelchertown, right?
That is correct. We're working on location, what we're lacking now is trying to find a place that could house a museum, interpretive center, something like that, to display this history that we have. I mean, we have a lot of archives, a lot of people that have come up now and you know, donated stuff for the museum. You know, there's a lot of history in the Smelchertown area itself, and of course that's where Mount Cristo Rey originated, and you know, we're looking for a place to be able to display this stuff and kind of commemorate what happened up there. You know, this is something that needs to be preserved and passed on to future generations.
Well, you could use some help as well, and there must be some people who came out of Smelchertown that became financially successful, like lawyers, doctors, whatever, people who own real estate. Some of them should maybe turn around and help you figure this out. Let's put out your phone number, 252-9840 for Ruben Escandon Jr., 252-9840, and you will help them spend their money wisely to put together a museum. Okay, are you ready for a quick bombshell here?
Let's see. Let's hear it.
The deal between UTEP and ASARCO is over.
There's one section I think they're negotiating.
Well,
but overall.
The idea of selling the land, anything, UTEP is agreeing to buy only the land east of the freeway. That's new news today. You'll hear that broken as a story in El Paso Inc. We'll tell you about that in about 10 minutes. But just so you know, the stuff down on El Bajo may indeed be available. We'll have to talk to the real estate guy. How about that for a thought?
And that would be ideal right there, right at the old Smelchertown next to the Water and Boundary Commission. That there's two buildings there that we could definitely use, at least one of them, to house this museum.
And you heard it here first. We'll scoop El Paso Inc. We'll talk about them in about 10 minutes. Ruben Escandon Jr., thank you for calling up. If you want to get involved in the museum, 252-9840. And let's get to the next event. Ruben, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
You take it easy. Well, Sam, we're going to take a break here. Sit tight. We'll talk some more about stuff. And maybe, Sam, I don't know if you got it, but there's some more books that Cleofas Calleros created and sent around to people like John Kennedy. Interesting stuff. And, you know, he also was part of the Chamizal. Do you have that in your notes there, Sam?
I don't have it on the Chamizal. I don't have any notes on
it. Well, when we come back, see what you got left to talk about. We'll be glad to have you do that. And also, we've got some more interesting things to tell. Another major interview coming up. So, okay, put a couple of breaks in here quickly. 544
5876 or 544 KTSM.
Our community has been losing out on its part of hundreds of millions of dollars for schools, hospitals, roads, bridges, and more. Now, in this 2020 census, only 62% of residents in our community have responded to the census so far. But there is still time. You have until September 30th to be counted and make a difference in your community. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 to fill out the census today. And don't forget, by law, your responses are completely confidential and cannot be viewed or used against you. The City of Sequoia reminds you to fight for your future. Fill out your 2020 census today. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
This is Keegan-Michael Key. Welcome to Drafted. This podcast series follows eight players as they enter the 2020 NFL Draft.
I'm not a first rounder. I'm not even a top three rounder.
I've been doing this for my son.
That's why I'm ready. Go, let's go.
Please join me on the first step in their journey to greatness. Welcome to Drafted. iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts, and it's easy to see why. Find Drafted on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Chest pain? Trouble breathing? Please don't delay emergency care. The Hospitals of Providence go above and beyond to help ensure our emergency rooms are a safe place for you and your loved ones. At the Hospitals of Providence, your safe care is our number one priority with 9 emergency locations in the El Paso area. Check in online at erasap.com. This is your community built on care. For life-threatening emergencies, call 911.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try new Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The economy was booming. Business was thriving. But then the greatest health and economic crisis of our generation shook our country. Entrepreneurs asked, how will my business and employees survive? Insperity was built for times like this. Driven by our mission to help businesses succeed so communities prosper, we were there to help them navigate their way and ultimately rise above. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got a lot going on. I need to tell you, coming, who's in here next week? First Lady of El Paso, Texas, Adair Margo. Holly Cobb is also with her. They're going to preview Tom Lee Month for the 2020 season and how they will celebrate the history of El Paso's famous artist, Tom Lee. October 3rd, Andre Hutchins and Valerie Venezia. She's from Venice. She's from El Paso County Economic Development. And also, Valerie is part of helping get the Mission Trail going. So we're going to talk about the new County Historic District, and Janine Young will pipe in and explain historic markers. There's a whole lot going on here. October 17, a virtual walk through history with Concordia Cemetery Association, President Patricia Kidney. Four storytellers are going to help us with the reenactments. We've got Keith Erickson, Bernie Sargent, Patricia Wickham, and Karen Thomas, all kinds of people there. And October 24th, we're going to tour the museum of the campus of El Paso High School. Actually got a museum.
Well, I know, but they weren't the first high school. You put that first
what
high school
out. Who was?
High school. It was called high school. I think Central School was the elementary and junior and a high school. But high school was actually the name of a school.
They think they were first.
Yeah.
How about that?
I'll
anyway,
go back and
that's
check
October
it. I'll
24th.
Double check my
And
facts.
I got to do one more thing. Are you ready for this? Oh, where is it? I got to read that. I keep forgetting to read this thing. You want to read it? I'll read it.
I don't have it.
Okay, Andrew, hit the dadgum bell already. Fight for your future, 2020 Census Campaign. Andrew's keeping us honest in there.
I know.
It's pretty hard to do.
Keeping us in a job.
Visit the 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 to complete the 2020 Census. And if you want to sponsor next month and get rid of this announcement, call us. No, actually, it's a good thing they're doing.
I mean,
it's a very smart thing.
It's a good thing. People, they get lackadaisical, and it's easy to fill it out online.
And they're using grant money. It's not your tax money paying for this.
So
anyway, they're a sponsor. Okay, what do you got?
Well, I got a call for Keystone, and it was a soldier and his family had just relocated here to El Paso. They were looking for things to do, and so we were talking about Keystone, and I said, oh, my God. I said, do you like to hike and get out? And he goes, oh, yeah, we love to. We hike all the time. I said, then you need to go to this website, Celebration of Our Mountains, and check it out and find out all the different hikes and things that are going on. It's just wonderful to be able to do this. And this is Jim Tolbert, and he's got a great catalog for fall 2020 of hikes and outdoor adventures that start right. Well, they're going on right now. Sunday, I don't have it
tomorrow.
Here. Tomorrow, I don't have the correct tour in front of me.
What do you have?
Have the last weekend. I have the 13th.
No, don't you? It's tomorrow, Crystal Ray.
Oh, wait, today's the 12th.
No, it's not. It's the 19th.
I've lost.
Well, you really got lost in a seam of time there.
Yeah,
all right, let me go find this thing and see what it's supposed to say here.
But you could also go to Celebration of Our Mountains, Google the website, and you can see all those there and plan on the one for go tomorrow.
Tomorrow on the 20th, they have tomorrow morning a geology hike around Crystal Ray.
What was Valerie? Yeah.
Well, get on their website and figure it out because we don't know how to contact them anyway except through that. Okay, have you done with that?
Yes.
Have we messed that up good
enough? I messed that up good
enough. Okay, we
Jim
got
will
Prince,
beat me about my
Prince
head.
On the radio. Prince, you got 2 minutes. We got to move on here. Keep going. Go ahead, Prince.
Hello there.
Yes, sir.
Great show.
Thank
and
you.
Cleophas Cayetos has never, ever received enough tributes for what he's done for El Paso.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's why we're doing this.
The major book that you're talking about was written by Alcazar de Velasco, who was a Spanish revolutionary from the Spanish Civil War, and Cleophas Cayetos. And so two soldiers got together and realized that they should tell the story of Juan de Oñate, the first soldier that came through here, and tell that story about the founding of the Mission of Guadalupe. And so they found a press in an old print shop in Juarez that was 100 years old back in 1950. And they took this press and they made plates and they collaborated with Jose Cisneros and they hand printed one page at a time for this set of books. And there were several editions, and the first edition was printed on silk.
Yes.
And if you've ever tried to turn the pages on a book like that, you have to use two hands just to turn one page. And but anyway, then they printed a second edition on parchment, and they also experimented with this new printer's ink called thermographic ink, which is what you see sometimes on wedding invitations where the ink sticks up and you can actually feel it. It feels like it was printed by an engraved plate. But they experimented with all these different kinds of things, different grades of paper, vellum. But the first edition, like you said, went to the Pope and then to various different cardinals across Europe and South America and of the United States, President of the United States, and the governors of Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and on down to various different bishops across Mexico.
Well, let me ask you something, Prince. How do you know so much about Cleophas? Have you studied him? Because he was honored by the Historical Society. You know that.
Right. And anyone who wants to see this book, I'd be glad to make an appointment and show people.
Oh, you got one.
Two different copies of this book. Actually, I actually have three different copies, different editions. And the first edition was only like 120, something like that.
Oh, yeah, no, it was very limited. And he put some out in lambskin and all kinds of special things. All right, Prince, I actually have to move on here. We've got a number of things we've got to get done.
Well,
but Prince McKenzie,
got something more important to tell you.
Not that what I got. What do you got?
Mayor Fred Hervey said, 1954, the citizens of El Paso join me in expressing to Cleophas Calleros a deep gratitude for recording the only history, I'm repeating, only history ever written about our city to be preserved for the generations which will follow us and the El Paso for the future. That was 1954, the year after the Big Book. And this was an introduction to El Paso then and now.
And that's what he did. Also, that same year,
told El Paso what you have been telling El Paso for the last 20 years. He's the first person that did that said history begins here in El Paso.
Yes.
So, Dr. Leland Sonnigsen arrived from Harvard, straight from Harvard to Texas Western College, and Wilbur Timmons, James Day, Dr. Porter, all of these professors at Texas Western were so shamed that there was no history of our missions because he was telling them that the first missions of Texas were here,
yes,
not at San Antonio. And these professors were looking at Texas history books in the schools, which is something that you've been talking about time after time, and telling them. And so immediately Dr. Porter published the first book on the history of San Elizario.
Franz, I got to cut you off there, Prince. We have an interview. We need to get in here. And I thank you very much for your input, Prince. I do appreciate that. But I had to go to Carlos and Mickey's this week to meet with one person who knew Cleophas Calleros.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, here's another person who knew Cleophas Calleros. Calleros mentioned their family, and she says that they were then and still now restaurant owners here in El Paso.
My name is Rosa Arambides Sainz, and I am presently the owner of Carlos and Mickey's restaurant here in El Paso, Texas.
Tell me what you know about Cleophas Calleros.
Well, Mr. Cleophas Calleros was a personal friend of our family. Literally, I grew up, you know, with him and just knowing him because he was in and out of our house and our restaurant, our business. My parents owned Pancho's Mexican Buffet in El Paso, Texas, and our first location was at 5908 Alameda Street. And Mr. Calleros would come in to the restaurant once or twice a week, for sure. He was a personal friend of my grandma, my whole family. I was a little girl, young, you know, and I grew up on Alameda Street. My mom, having had four and being a working mom, she realized I was the last one, and for some reason I tagged along with her. And so I got to visit with many of our customers and many people that were personal friends. It was a gathering place of people. El Paso was smaller at the time. My grandmother and my whole family have always been involved quite a bit with the Catholic Church. with the Franciscans in particularly. And Mr. Cleofas Calleros was a gentleman that was a staunch supporter of immigration. He was a man before his time. He tried to help as many people as he could to legalize their status here in the United States. And many times I can remember him coming in and talking to my dad about needing help to secure a job and for someone so that he could sponsor them. And since my dad at this point had five restaurants, he was always looking for somebody. And so my dad would try to find out, you know, what talents they might have, and if they were going to be a busboy, if they were going to be a cook, if they were going to be a dishwasher. And he helped many a person legalize their status here in the United States. He was so knowledgeable, and actually sometimes being so young and hearing him and the history, every time I ever had a moment or encountered with him, he was always a history lesson. I remember him telling me one time, giving me a lesson on how, why the Segundo Barrio, you know, and I'm why do you think they call it Segundo Barrio, is how he paraphrased it. And I'm like, well, I don't know, I guess people like hanging out there. And he's like, no, the Mexican people were not allowed to live past Paisano Street. And that's why it was called the Segundo Barrio. It was not till the money came in and where they started to go up through El Paso Street and up into Sunset Heights. And that's where my dad grew up. You know, we were blessed, or he was blessed at the time. My grandfather was a general manager for the Colon Theater. And so he always had a job during the Great Depression. And my grandmother, they had met there. My grandmother was a cashier, and she had fled the Mexican Revolution because she was a cuarterona. She was half French and half Mexican. Her father was a geologist, French-Canadian. They met Mr. Calleros through Catholic functions. You know, he was very involved with the Franciscans at St. Anthony's Seminary, and so was my mom, my grandma, and my mother, my dad.
What do you remember of him?
Just bigger than life. Just, like I said, a teacher, always teaching, always wanting to educate, and funny. He had a great sense of humor. He always used to make fun of me. You know, he never made you feel less than. You know, he always involved you, and he was always very, very into youth. You know, at one point, my brother ended up going to be a page boy for Congress, and he kept him over at Howard University for a summer. And him and a good friend of my brother's, Ronnie Hernandez, just a champion for education. I guess that's what I remember him. And he was never too busy. I was taking a world history class, and I mentioned that to a teacher of mine at school at Loreto, and she asked if we could get him as a speaker, and he said yes. And he spent couple of hours with us in a history class, just giving us his input on the Southwest, and he never ended up being about the world. He kept the history here in El Paso because he said we had such rich history that we had no idea what really had transpired here, you know, and why it was called Paso del Norte, and how many people had crossed from this, going through into Mexico and coming in from Mexico.
That's Cleophas Calleros. The lady talking about it is Rosa Sines, talking about Cleophas. She knew him, and her family knew him well, and she is the owner now of Carlos and Mickey's out there. So if you stop and say hi to her.
You
got a quick note on Facebook there?
I looked up and found that the tour tomorrow is for St. Clements, and they're the fossils of St. Clements and El Paso history.
Cool.
That's from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at St. Clements.
Go get on their website. All right, back in just a moment.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
iHeartRadio's new true crime podcast, Paper Ghosts, investigates a decades-long search for four young girls who vanished from their neighboring New England hometowns.
It's like she dropped off the face of the earth. If you tried to say anything to them about her, they didn't like us.
But recently uncovered evidence could change everything.
And I immediately just sat on the floor like somebody just punched me in the gut.
Listen and follow Paper Ghosts on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, remember when you used to look forward to intimacy? Do you find yourself getting anxious or stressed out about it, even avoiding the situation? Studies show that more than half of men over 50 will experience ED over the course of their life. Viagra only works some of the time, and side effects can be brutal. Oasis Men's Health uses acoustic wave energy to treat the real cause of ED. By breaking down plaque, blood flow is restored, and you are back in the game. No pills, no shots, no pain. Isn't it time you put the stress of ED behind you for good? Schedule a consultation today at oasismenshealth.com or give us a call at 575-652-4444. That's 575-652-4444. Call Oasis Men's Health at 575-652-4444. 575-652-4444. HSA cards welcome.
Research Raccoon can answer any question about your business for less than you'd think. From a new product to a small tweak on a proven winner, Research Raccoon gives you U.S.-based data you can put to use that day. Plus, it's affordable enough for small businesses. So stop wondering if your business is on the right track and know for sure with data to back it by using Research Raccoon. Visit ResearchRaccoon.com to learn more and discover which plan is best for you. Research Raccoon. Any question, anytime.
Are you making a mistake that will ruin your retirement? Here's David J. Scranton, founder of the Retirement Income Store.
I'm David Scranton. When it came time for my mom to retire, one simple mistake forced her to work years longer than she should have. And that's why I started the Retirement Income Store, to help hardworking Americans 55 and over plan for the retirement they deserve. I couldn't help my mom, but maybe I can help you.
Call the Retirement Income Store at 866-977-6434 and we'll send you our free Retirement Income Kit with five educational tools, including David Scranton's Amazon best-selling book, The Retirement Income Story. Plus, you'll be invited to enjoy a no-obligation conversation with an income specialist. So call 866-977-6434. That's 866-977-6434.
The Retirement Income Store.
Where retirees go for income.
Online at theretirementincomestore.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
And again, City of Socorro, thank you very much. Fight for your future 2020 Census campaign. Visit the 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 to complete the 2020 Census. All right, are you ready for this week only in El Paso, Inc.?
Borderland students and young entrepreneurs are bound for space as aerospace research and technology development grows in the region. Learn more about what UTEP, Western Tech, and the City of Horizon are doing in the latest issue of El Paso, Inc. magazine.
Also in the Inc., how El Paso's water utility is planning for days without the Rio Grande. Plans include a high-tech plant that will recycle wastewater into drinking water.
After years of negotiations, UTEP and the UT system have backed out of buying the 458-acre former Asarco site. Why they only want a piece of the property.
Told you, it's in the ink. Celebrating 25th year, El Paso Ink's available for home or business delivery.
To order your copy of El Paso Ink, go online to elpasoink.com.
This year's general election will be like no other in recent U.S. history. It comes after a national shutdown due to a global pandemic, and the U.S. is slowly reopening Sunday on ABC 7 Extra. Host Saul Sines asks his guests how changes to this year's election will affect the way you vote and how the changes will affect candidates running.
Saul's guests are UTEP Communications Professor Dr. Richard Pineda and ElPasoMatters.org founder Bob Moore. Join Saul and his guests as they discuss what impact new election rules have on this general election and if voters will come out and cast their ballot. 10:35 p.m. after the news on Sunday nights.
We're going to come back one more break and we'll talk to Sam Sanchez about Cleofas Carreos and his membership in the Knights of Columbus.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
If finding a high-impact hire is a serious goal for your business, use Indeed. Their flexible payment options mean better bang for your buck with no long-term contracts. Indeed will even give you a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post at Indeed.com/high-impact. Terms and conditions apply.
iHeartRadio Earth knows small changes can make a big difference. Want to reduce your food waste? Embrace your freezer. From bread to meat and even cheese, most foods can be frozen and cooked later. Plus, a full freezer uses less electricity. Brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips for smarter, sustainable living or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/earth.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth-building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
Are you making a mistake that will ruin your retirement? Here's David J. Scranton, founder of the Retirement Income Store.
I'm David Scranton. When it came time for my mom to retire, one simple mistake forced her to work years longer than she should have. And that's why I started the Retirement Income Store, to help hardworking Americans 55 and over plan for the retirement they deserve. I couldn't help my mom, but maybe I can help you.
Call the Retirement Income Store at 866-977-6434 and we'll send you our free retirement income kit with five educational tools, including David Scranton's Amazon best-selling book, The Retirement Income Story. Plus, you'll be invited to enjoy a no-obligation conversation with an income specialist. So call 866-977-6434. That's 866-977-6434.
The Retirement Income Store.
Where retirees go for income.
Online at theretirementincomestore.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Do it again, Five, City of Socorro, fight for your future, 2020 Census Campaign. Visit 2020 Census, that's enough, Bell, 2020census.gov, 844-330-2020. And we thank them for paying us to do that. One quick note here, El Paso County Historical Society, they sent out a letter asking people to put their dues in early, and also, if you can, add a few bucks to it because they're in need of funding. I have been trying to get a hold of them for 2 weeks to get them on the show to talk about this, and I haven't been able to. They don't answer their emails. So we did the best we could, folks. We don't have any more time available before your Hall of Honor. Anyway, okay, Sam Sanchez. Got you on the phone here. Thank you for being here. We're going to ask you back in a couple of weeks and maybe sometime in November and do a story on Father Pinto because I think you know that one pretty well, don't you?
Yes, I've been doing the best effort I can do on him.
Excellent.
It'll be interesting to hear his life story.
Well, let's wrap up with Cleophas Cadeos. He was a charter member of the Knights of Columbus and in El Paso, and he helped form them here. What do you know about that?
He was bestowed with many honors, especially from Spain. The church and by Spain for being the Knight of Isabella la Católica, which is very important to him, and I'm sure that he deserved all the honors he got.
He was an interesting fellow all the way around, but as a Knights of Columbus, he was also instrumental in helping promote in a public way who they were. Because as the Knights of Columbus, he was able to be a visual guy and get out there and promote the Catholic Church through that method. Interesting thing. All right, Sam, thank you very much for joining us today. I realize neither you nor I knew that much about Cleophas. And I want to thank Prince McKenzie. I had to cut him off to get those pre-recorded interviews in. But thank you, Prince, for your contribution as well. Andrew, are we getting close to the music here? We are very close to the music. Melissa, we got to do this again.
We'll start singing.
And you're going to Pepe's today.
I'm
going to
be at Pepe's today.
You think
today.
Bernie will be there?
Yes, I think. I hope so.
I'm not going to make it, but thank you all for joining
us. Oh, you're
not going. Have a good day.
Yeah, Sam, thank you very much. We'll see you in history, Sam. Thanks a lot. You take care. In the meantime, thank you all for joining us here on the El Paso History Radio Show. We'll see you next week. Yeah. We'll talk further about stuff with Adair Margo and Holly Cobb. See you then.
See you then.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Monterey Asset Management, Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.